thank God once again to be able to be back at the little church. You love the Lord.
Amen.
The Bible says no greater love has this than a man to lay down his life for his friend. Mm-hmm. You know, he left the portals of that of heaven, looked down through the generation and the tunnels of life, and saw a people that would need a help in life one day after a while. And chose to leave those portals for me and you. Mm-hmm. It was not man's choice, but it was a choice freely given and freely accepted by the head of our Lord and Savior. I want to say this tonight. You know, we go through life and we gather up the blessings of God as we walk along journeys life down here. And I'm very careful about saying what I'm fixing to say because, you know, God blesses that of His children.
Yeah.
I stand before you tonight as more than a blessed man. And I'm very careful to say I don't deserve it because God don't bless no one because they ain't deserving. He blessed them because you're deserving even if it's a small amount. God has blessed me so graciously closing out an old year. And I give my sister in church.
Amen.
Since we was 14-year-old, I was, and then bringing in a new year. The seer give her life back to the Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Words are hard to be found in blessings such as this.
Yeah. Amen.
And I say that to say this. If you have loved ones out there, I spent over 30 years praying for me and my family and kids, praying for those that were still out. You may not see it today, you may not see it tomorrow.
Yeah.
But never give up hope in what God can do.
Amen.
Even after you're dead and gone, if you leave your prayers before the altar, God Himself said He looked down on the altar and under the altar and saw the prayers of the saints. Well, can you see them saved today? But on this side of eternity, hang on.
Yeah.
Hang on, because God will live graciously with you.
Amen.
I desire your prayers tonight. I woke up this morning with a big smile on my face, Brother Jerry, and God gave me two messages early in the week. And I was so blessed, and I studied and got to church. I preached one. I was feeling so good. And on the way home, that one I started lifting. And I began to think, well, Lord, thank you to give me a little rest here. I had no idea that He was fixing to change everything. And once I found out and kind of seen a word that I'd been dwelling on there just a little bit, I thought, Lord, you give me something I need a week on. And you expect me to do this within an hour or a half an hour.
Yeah.
From church, I need your prayers. I've got a thought and a little bit of scripture. Where it goes from there, it's up to God.
Yeah.
But if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28, begin reading in the 7th verse. And this is part of the book of the Pentateuch. And one of the first five books of the Bible, the last book of that of the old, closing out of the Mosaic Law, in which he recorded in that of the book of Leviticus, Exodus, and there of Deuteronomy, and set, of course, and said unto us, and established that of the commandments of that of God into that of the hearts of man, as God had gave unto that of Moses on Mount Sinai. And thou received that of the commandments of God. And the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 28, verses 7, 8, and 9, the Lord shall cause thy enemies to rest up against thee, and thou shalt get before thy face, thou shalt come out again, grieve one way, and flee before thee seven ways. The Lord shall command the blessings upon thee in the storehouse, and in all thou shalt setest thine hand unto. And he shall bless thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Lord shall establish thee in the holy people unto himself, as he hath sworn to thee, if thou shalt keep thy commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways. Let us pray. Dear gracious Heavenly Father, Father, Lord, as we come to thee this night, dear Heavenly Father, Lord, and no more than that of another good vessel, dear Heavenly Father, and I know without you, dear God, Lord, I'm nothing, dear Heavenly Father, and I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that you help me to get the flesh out of the way, dear Heavenly Father, that your spirit may have full course in that of the hearts of man, dear God. Lord, we pray that you let it proceed out of my lips, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, the very word you have to speak this hour, dear God, into that of the hearts of men, dear Heavenly Father, we pray, dear God. Lord, if any's lacking or needing anything tonight, dear Heavenly Father, that you may show them, dear Heavenly Father. Lord, with that of your love, kind, and mercy, dear God. Lord, to give them an answer to whatever they may be seeking, dear Heavenly Father, into that of their life this hour, dear God. Lord, that they may be confident in that of thy word, dear Heavenly Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen and amen. I want you to think about this just for a little while. Let's go back to verse 8. And the Bible said, the Lord shall command him blessings upon thee in thy storehouse. And I want you to think about this just for a little while. I'm making a trip to God's storehouse. And I want to go, and it'll take a little bit to build up to this point. But I want to get into that of the Word of God. As we begin to stand before you tonight, dear Heavenly Father, we stand as that, as humble as we know how, in order to break forth that of the unadulterated Word of God. We see here that Moses is beginning to speak into that of the people through that of God. And he's telling them about that of the storehouse. And how he will put our enemies at ease before us. And be able to bless that of his people in a mighty way. My friend, as we get into this of a storehouse, we go back in the first book in the Bible, the book of Genesis. There was a man there by the name of Pharaoh. God's children, God, or Joseph, had been taken captivity down in the land of Egypt. Sold into that of slavery. And he ended up in that of the court of that of Pharaoh. Well, there came a time whenever they was, Pharaoh had begun to have these dreams. And the Bible said that he dreamed a dream about 7 lean cattle coming up. And there were 7 ill cattle that also came up. And they were grazing together. And then the 7 ill cattle devoured that of the 7 lean. He said that he had another dream about 7 lean ears of corn that was fine good. I sprang up off of one stalk. And then the Bible said that there's also 7 mighty lean or 40 stalks of corn that sprung up on that of a stalk of corn. And the Bible said that in this dream, the 7 ill-favored corn. My friend, if I heard that, of the plenteous corn, that was well at that. And the Bible said that whenever these things came to pass, he went to that of Joseph, to interpret this dream. And Joseph told him, the two are one in the same. And he said, this is what it means. Those coming across that of the land of Egypt, there'll be 7 years of plenty, and then there'll be 7 years of famine. And he said, what you need to do during the 7 years of good, you take and lay up in store for those years, for the years of famine that are to come. And the Bible said, that your Pharaoh had took, and he put their governors over there, the rule of that of the storehouse and what was to be not built. And he said he went into that of Joseph and placed that of a ring upon his finger and hung that of a necklace about his neck, symbolizing, gave him the second chapter in command. The first was to be that of Pharaoh's, which was the governor and the king of that land. Second in command was that of Joseph. And he said when he rode by, every knee and all people in that land of Egypt, I was to bow before that of Pharaoh. And the Bible said they came to the time when the 7 years of plenty had come to pass, and then there was famine set into that of the land of Egypt. But first I want you to know something. We have famine in this country today. It might not be of milk and bread, but my friend, there's a famine of the Word of God. There's a famine coming across this land. Everything and wind and doctrine you can imagine is going on. And the Bible said that there'll come a time that my people shall perish. because of lack of knowledge, and that of the Word of God. Not a payment of bread and water, but a payment of that of the Word of God. Oh, my friend, the Bible said, whenever the payment hit, and the people in the land of Egypt began to get into want, the Bible said they began to come unto their Pharaoh. And they said, you go to Joseph and do whatever he says for you to do. And the Bible said that they went in and out of Egypt, buying that which was laid up. Oh, my friend, I want to tell you something. You had to have money to buy the corn in the land of Egypt. But there was one that came down before us some 2,000 years ago. In the book of Isaiah, the Bible said, over there concerning that, of the things that are about us in the land, it said in the 55th chapter of Isaiah, it says this in reading of God's Word, O everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the water, and he that is hot hath no money, come ye by and eat, come ye by and eat, ye come, about wine and milk without money and without price. My friend, I'm glad today we have a storehouse to go to. My friend, God has set up a storehouse for me and you. The man with a storehouse is Galatians. My friend, in the mighty storehouse, and it sits right on the very corner of 5th Street. And my friend, in this storehouse, there's somewhere 26 rooms. But today we're going to go into two of those rooms. Room 22 and room 23. I'm going to make it a little simpler for you. Galatians 5:22-23. That's what the Word of God, what we're going to deny. As we begin to get into this, the Bible said in the storehouse, in verse 22, in this garden, in this storehouse, you'll not buy that of a vegetable of any kind, but that of the precious fruits of God. It won't cost you a thing, except for a little humbleness. For that of God, it said there, but the fruits of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, and long suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith, meekness, temperance. Against all such things there is no law. Church, listen to me tonight. The storehouse, it came at a price. It came at a price that me and you didn't have to pay. But it took a man, a lonely Galilean, that was walking one day. My friend, and he came to a place, and he knew in order to get these precious fruits, in order to grow anything, the seed must die. Amen. And he said in the book of Luke, that Christ came into the garden of Gethsemane, there's your garden, in order to plant the seed. Oh, my friend, the Bible said, at the midnight watch, they came unto him, soldiers calling, they're seeking out that one called Jesus. My friend, and they took hold of that of our Lord and Savior, and it said, there on the protruding of the next day, after they tried and found him guilty, then they took him out and crucified him. And there on the cross, that precious seed, laid down his life for me and you. And once it was dead, he already had a place to bury the seed. But it was a place he didn't bury, because he wouldn't need it for a little while. My friend, the Bible said that they took and they buried the body of that of Christ after he'd been taken down upon that of the cross. And they took and laid him in that of an open tomb. And there he lay for 3 days. And my friend, roots began to sprout. And the seed began to come alive. And my friend, through this seed, he gives life and gives it more abundantly. And through his seed, and him being the tree, a righteous tree, me and you today, Brother Jerry, he began to bear fruit. We're the example and we're the example of that fruit that he has bared today. Each and every one of us, God has given unto us that of a precious fruit, a most valuable fruit, the fruit of the offspring of that of David, known as the seed of that of David. He's gave unto me and you. But my friend, through this death, he was able to lay up in store for me and you some of the most precious things that a man can want for.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Paul said in Philippians 1:11, This is being filled with the fruits of the righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and the praises of God.
Amen.
Church, you get filled up on the things of God, it's almost impossible for the devil to bring you down.
That's right, brother.
We preached on faith this morning and how that Peter's faith began to waver when he stepped out on the water and God or Christ begged him to come, and he stepped out. He had no problem with stepping out for that of the Lord. Mm-hmm. He didn't even think twice about it. When God said come, he came. Mm-hmm. But when he began to see a few things out of court besides the motion of the waves and all of this, the Bible said he began to sing.
Yeah.
My friend, too many times, too often, you know, we're going to get blindsided.
Yeah.
We're going to get hit with things that we're not expecting.
Yeah.
And it's going to tie our faith off to pieces like our storm, our ship's going to be rocked.
Yeah.
The Bible said,
bless you, Lord.
As we began to get into that this morning, in the very deepest heartache times of trouble, I thank God when the storms come that we know who to call out on. I thank God that we know who to cry to. I thank God that there's somebody up there 24/7, 360 days of a year. That's never dead. He's never turned his ear. He's always awake, always listening to our most humblest cries. Whether it be in the very first few hours of the morning or the midnight hour, I'm not ready. He said, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. But I'll go with you. Even unto the end of the world.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mm-hmm. He'll come. In the store called Galatians. Right there on the corner of Fifth Street. In room 22 and 23.
Amen.
He's got an abundant supply of fruits for me and you. My friend, every now and then, I don't know about you, but I have to make a trip to that storehouse.
Yeah.
I'll tell you something. I'll say this tonight. I have to make these trips to our brother Jerry on what I'm suffering for.
Amen.
You know, we're faced with things out there that the church ain't faith with. Amen. Right. We're pulled and torn every side. We're going here and there. Not knowing what's going on. We don't plan a day for ourselves. God's people planned it for us, and thank God for that. They got somebody to turn to, amen, down here in this world that can be a help to them in some way. But why, my friend, a lot of times you run into those, brother Jerry. I don't care how much you do. I don't care how much you talk. All they want to do is push and shove and pull and tear.
Yeah.
And my friend, that takes some long suffering that I have to get stored up on. Many times during my journey without God, and it don't come easy. Sometimes, but thank God it comes. Amen.
Amen.
Paul said in Ephesians, for these fruits is in all goodness and righteousness and truth. You can't go wrong in the fruits of that of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You can't go wrong.
Right and wrong.
That's 2 Peter 1:5, 1:6, 1:7. It says, and besides this, give all diligently. Add to your faith virtue, and to your virtue knowledge, and to your knowledge temperance, and to your temperance patience, and to patience goodness, and the goodness, and the goodness brethren kindness, and the brethren kindness charity love.
Amen. Yeah.
See, if you've got the fruits of the Spirit, you can add to your cupboard.
Mm-hmm.
You can just keep putting canned goods away.
Yeah.
For a rainy day, and be assured the rainy days are going to come.
Amen.
The storms are going to overwhelm you.
Yeah.
Amen.
And sometimes you'll think we're overcompressing you.
Amen.
If ever preacher here that's in here tonight, there may be more than us three, I don't know. But if we were to open ourselves up to you, you would be amazed. What we really go through, and I'm not saying that to say, oh, I feel sorry for, don't you feel sorry for us. God, don't you ever feel sorry for me. God's blessed me more than I deserve.
Amen.
Amen. But the things we hear that we can never share, the places we go that we can never talk about.
Amen.
The troubles we have are in your hands. Because we have not time, Brother Ronald, listen, I forgot about you, brother. We ain't got time to put ourselves, amen? We got to depend on the church, Brother Garrett.
That's right.
That's where our prayers come from.
Yeah.
Because we set forth unto that of the flock, that the flock may stay nourished and healthy with the righteousness and the things of God, that they may eat abundantly from out of the storehouse of God. My voice is going to go. Let me cut this short real quick, church.
Bless the Lord.
The Bible says, and as we begin to get into that of the Word of God, and begin to look into that of God's infallible words, the Psalms of Solomon. The Bible says in chapter 5, I believe, yes, chapter 5. Church, I want to say this. Have you ever thought about this? Everything that Jesus Christ did, not one thing did He ever do for Himself. Mm-hmm.
Right.
He never had His purpose in mind.
Right.
Even though a king chose to make himself a servant, asking for nothing, wanting for nothing. The only thing and the only time you ever hear Christ or even read about Christ is what you might call begging, was at His last hour in the Garden of Gethsemane. Christ Himself began to get weak in that garden. I prove that by the Word of God.
Yeah.
He began to get weak. And the Bible said that through this He prayed until His sweat become as though they were great drops of blood.
Yeah, amen.
That's agony, church. Yeah. That's hurt from the very core of your heart. That's a fear and a hurt that we never experienced or even come close to.
That's right.
But during this time, you know what happened? God saw that hurt on His Son.
Yeah.
The Bible said that He sent from heaven that of an angel to strengthen Him. See, He got to a point in His life where He was dreading something. He said, Father, if it be Thy will, let this bitter cup, that bitter cup was the cup of sin, let it pass from me.
Yeah.
But He said, if not,
actually,
the angel strengthened Him. Let Thy will be done. It's the only time you'll find in the Word of God where God actually begins to cry for Himself. But He saw the Father's will. And He saw a people that could not help themselves. And He saw that they was going to need some things through life. Oh, they'll have me if they need some things to go along with me that I've got to offer them. And in order for them to have it, I've got to build me a storehouse. And I've got to have this thing where it'll be open 24-7.
Yeah, right.
24-7. Even when the weather's bad, they don't do like Walmart shut the doors. Kmart shut the doors. Mailman shut the doors.
Right.
No matter what the weather may bring, no matter what the weather may go, no matter what the air of day may be, my storehouse is open.
Yep.
Song of Solomon chapter 5, listen to this. I am come into my garden, my sister, my spouse. That's God talking to His bride. Get this? I have gathered my myrrh with my spices. You know, in the nostrils of God, we smell sweet to Him. It's our sins that come up before Him as a stench. But we, as the Holy Ghost dwells within us, we're a sweet smelling fragrance into that of the nostrils of God. I have eaten my honeycomb with my honey. I have drunk my wine with my milk. Eat. old friends.
Yeah.
Drink. Yea, drink. Not a little. Not a sup or two. But abundantly.
Amen.
Oh, beloved.
Amen.
Abundantly. That's something I've never done hardly ever in my life is bring anything home for a pitch of drink. But boy, I'll tell you, age is more coming. Medication to get you. I've never drank all that forever. I've had to repent over that deal right there. I really have. I said, Lord, help me. I'll never do something. I'll never bring something like that home for a pitch, Lord. God, I lied again. Lord, forgive me. I told the digging that time. You never know what your place when you get on up in years, son. But as we begin to close here, church, they are fruits that are to be gathered. Just like our pantries at home begins to run short. Let a warning come across, it's going to be a big snowstorm. Go to the store the next day, you're not really out wanting nothing like that, but you find out you're out a little something, go hunt light bread, and you go through every store in the town, man, and walk a light bread in there. I was well the other day. Yeah. Go home and eat my canned biscuits and let blood out. Man. But church, I'm going to say, there may be times we get weak in the faith. We need to go to the storehouse. There may be times we get a little bit for we're not as long suffering with one another as we need to be, Brother Ronald. That's the one I have to stay piloting on that all the time. Amen. I mean, I can get extra when I go, Brother Jared, for the long one that run out before I get it on again. Meekness, kindness, temperance, long suffering. All of these things are fruit of the Spirit. The Bible said meekness and temperance against such there is no law. Mm-hmm. Ain't it good to know that you're not bound down by the laws of that Moses? That when the Son sets you free, be free indeed.
Amen.
There may be things in your past that happened. Guess what? If you're forgiven, been washed in the blood of Christ, God don't even see that. It's beyond that. Man may try to bring that in your face, but they'll run short of the eyes of Jesus. Isn't that great? Church, we stand. Just for a minute. Right, because you get home and stuff and just do something. You'll need to go, you can go too. But right now I need some music. Church, listen to me just for a few minutes. In the land of Egypt, there was a drought. And the whole land of Egypt had come unto that of the king of Pharaoh. And he was sent to that of Moses. But you know, the difference between that payment and the payment of that of man, you didn't have no money, you left hungry. It said you come, if you had money, you could buy it. In the book of Isaiah, God said you don't need no money to buy what I've got to offer.
Yep.
I've done paid the debt.
Jesus came.
I've done paid the debt. And you don't know a thing, you can get all that what you need. Something's never going to run out. Your faith may be a little worried. Your long suffering. You might not have the charity or the love you need for the brother or sister. You know, it takes a whole lot of love for somebody to trespass against you with the guilt.
Amen.
It takes a lot more than that to turn around to it sometimes before that day that you have to say and forgive them sometimes that night. That's a lot of love, amen.
And the Lord of Joy.
Never hit a bell. I want to
to serve
you. Church, you paid it off.
I was dead.
And he got all this laid up in his storehouse for me and you.
And
whenever the trials of life come, the temptation come upon us. Christ said, I've got what you need right here. But you got to be willing to want it bad enough to come and get it. I'm not just going to go down to the coast. I've already got it laid up in church horses to come and get it. It's not going to cost you nothing. It's going to help you along the journey's life. It's going to give you more than enough than what you need to carry on the next day. In the face of the storm that's heading your way. You might say, preacher, I'm on my funeral trip. Hold on, professional. Your best will go through media. Because the storms of life is a matter, my friend. And without the things of God, you will overcome. You're only overcome through by the the grace of God.
Bless
and burn by that of His ways, you have gained peace and joy without of your heart. You're here tonight. And that is something that you need a little bit more of from that God. I want to invite you to come because you may not know tomorrow, maybe when that storm ends.
Jesus,
it is a whole lot better to have a whole lot extra than it is when you come a little less than what you need. Amen?
What do you have?